Does it feel to you like there's a chain of fools running our nation's economic policy right now? Because I'm kind of getting that vibe. Who actually knows what the heck is going on? I'm not sure I do. I don't think Donald Trump does. What do you think? 855-752-4842. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Monday to you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. In terms of the economy, the news continues to be bad, in a word. If you have not listened to the show before, I am myself an economist and a lawyer. I bring my best skills at taking what I'm going to call like the techno speak and demystifying it so we can all understand everything that's happening a little bit better. Ron Johnson gave an interview late last week with PBS NewsHour. We're gonna take a little bit of that sound in a moment. But I just want to like zoom back out on everything that is happening both here in the state of Wisconsin, nationally, and frankly, globally in terms of economics, as well as what that portends when we take that together with everything else the Donald Trump administration is doing. And before I dive into that, I want you, if you are more inclined to vote Republican, if you are a conservative, if you are a MAGA supporter, I want us to try to engage in this thought experiment where we leave our politics, our party preferences behind and ask ourselves very honestly if these kinds of outcomes would be acceptable if it was the other team, right? Because it can't simply be like, oh, I'm fine if the economy is tanking as long as it's my guy that's doing it, right? Like that is not a salient, that is not a good faith way to assess the performance of a president, a governor, or a mayor. Like, oh, all the bad things, I just ignore those when it's my guy, my team. And President Obama had to make this very point last week, or was it over the weekend? He was talking at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, and he made this very point. Let's take a listen to what President Obama had to say. I believe this is late last week.
Imagine if I had done any of this. let me just want to be clear about this. Imagine if I had pulled Fox News' credentials from the White House press corps. You're laughing, but no, this is what's happening. It's unimaginable that the same parties that are silent now would have tolerated behavior like that from me or a whole bunch of my predecessors. I say this not on a partisan basis. This has to do with something more precious, which is who are we as a country and what values do we stand for?
That is the question of the moment. As Senator Cory Booker put it, this is our moral moment. So we can look at, you know, hey, how is your 401k doing? What is the price of eggs? We can look at those things. We can look at gas prices, and we will, and we should. But I think it's really important to zoom way back out and to just count on one or two hands here, the institutions or the consistencies that Donald Trump is attacking, and ask yourself, what is the point? I think it is important to criticize meaningfully with purpose institutions. especially when institutions fail to reflect the values that the vast majority of us agree about. I think it is important to criticize and ask questions of institutions of both government and higher education and religion when they fail, to audit them, to do better, to point out their inefficiencies and where they are ineffective. But if we zoom way out and we look at the message from MAGA when it comes to some basic things in our country that have, with mistakes, with setbacks, with blind spots, in large part improved our quality of life, made this country wealthy and, yes, great. Donald Trump is fundamentally attacking each and every one of those systems and institutions. The rule of law. And yes, is Lady Justice blind? No. And who does it punish? Not Republicans or Democrats. It punishes poor people more. Our universities, our public education systems, have these gotten us always the outcomes that we think they should? No. Have they done so in the best ways possible at all times? No. But the very notion of being civic-minded and well-educated about civics, he has attacked. He has attacked not just the rule of law, but law firms, specific lawyers. He has attacked our allies on the world political stage, destabilizing all of Western Europe, befriending authoritarians, and he has now disrupted the entire world economy. Is it a world economy that always worked to lift up and value people that work the hardest? Absolutely not. Is it a world economy that needs criticism and critical thinking? Yes. But whether it's the rule of law or foreign allegiances to help preserve democracy in this world, or the global economy, which has been able to lift so many of us out of poverty and give us all a glimmer of hope that our kids may do better than we did, he's blowing all of that up. But the question has to be, where are we going? Where is your family headed? Where are we headed as a country? We're going to dig in, take your calls and texts next. What is the point of all of this? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You're not going to go anywhere. We continue to unbundle the riddle that is Donald Trump when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.